Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Each week leading up to the election, we've been checking in on Senate races in our Here and Now Senate Tracker series. This week, we turn to Maine, where Republican Senator Susan Collins faces a steep climb to keep her job. Her challenger, the Speaker of the Maine House, is Democrat Sarah Gideon. Steve Missler is Chief Political Correspondent and State House Bureau Chief for Maine Public Radio. He joins us now. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Jeremy. How you doing?
Doing well. So Susan Collins has served in the Senate for more than two decades, but she's gotten a lot of criticism for voting to confirm the Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh and voting to acquit President Trump last year in the impeachment trial. In a recent ad, she addressed some of what's been said about her.
My opponents say I've changed. I haven't, but politics sure has. The nonstop false attacks against me began more than a year ago. Especially offensive are the outrageous attacks on my integrity.
Steve, how is she positioning herself right now? What is she running on?
Well, she's running on her brand, Jeremy, which is that she's an independent voice in the U.S. Senate and that, you know, she votes with her conscience. And so she's trying to maintain this brand of independence that has helped her in this state where independence and hard work are valued by Maine voters. And of course, one of its largest voting blocks are unenrolled voters or independent voters. So she's trying to reconnect with them because, quite frankly, you know, her brand has taken a hit over the last three and a half, almost four years now, with the President Trump being in office and some votes that she's taken during this first term in office.
Well, yeah. Does her record hold up to this brand that you've been talking about in terms of supporting the president's agenda? Is she talking about President Trump at all in this campaign, or is she just trying to stay away from even mentioning him?
Yeah, I think avoidance of the president is very much part of her strategy. I mean, she will not answer questions about whether or not she voted for him in the Republican primary or whether she'll vote for him in the fall. And that's a stark contrast to 4 years ago where, you know, she made a very high profile, very public decision to come out and say that President Trump is unfit for office, citing his character, his conduct. So now she's in a position where not only does she need to win back some of these folks in the middle and even on the left, but she has to not anger the people on the right, where they're, you know, the support for the president still remains pretty strong, at least in the Republican Party.
Let's talk about her opponent, Sarah Gideon, Speaker of the Maine House of Representatives. She was endorsed this week by former President Obama. Here's a recent ad.
Whether it's been on the town council, as a state representative, or as Maine's Speaker of the House, I've learned that if you listen and if you are willing to work with others, it's still possible to get things done. That's what we did to expand job training programs, protect health care coverage for seniors and people with pre-existing conditions.
Tell us more about Sarah Gideon and what she's running on.
Yeah, I mean, the ad you just ran captured some of it, but really what she's running on at this point is that she's not Susan Collins. I mean, certainly she's going to campaign on the fact that she supports health care for more people and greater access, which is an issue that Democrats used to great success in the 2018 midterm elections, and I think they'll continue to do so now. But, I mean, at the end of the day, Gideon is making the case that Susan Collins has changed, that, you know, she's been in Washington too long and she's become more of a creature of that place and more wedded to a Republican Party that is now being led by President Trump and a very divisive figure that he is. So that has been primarily the message that she has put forth so far. And I think it's a message that she has to run on for the time being because she's never run for statewide office. She's never even been in a close race because her district and the legislature is very, very blue. But she did clobber her Democratic rivals in the primary, and she amassed a huge campaign war chest of $24 million. And that's more than Collins, who has drawn some $17 million so far.
You know, it's interesting because we've been talking about Senate races around the country and we've been hearing some of the figures of the money that's come in. And that sounds like maybe the highest number I've heard so far for a Senate race in a state this year. What are the polls saying?
The polls, there has been an interesting poll. There was one last week that was very, I think, illustrative of the race. It was from Colby College, and it showed Gideon up 5 points, although the survey had a margin of error of about 4. So, you know, a pretty tight contest between Gideon and Collins. But beyond the horse race top line, there were some interesting results to ponder. Collins, like Trump, is in a deep hole with women voters. Only 39% of women who in that survey had a favorable view of her. And she also has just 42% approval of among independents, which is, again, a key voting group here in Maine.
That's Steve Missler, who is chief political correspondent and State House Bureau Chief for Maine Public Radio. Steve, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And you can find some of our other Senate trackers at our website, hereandnow.org.